USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading back to Washington, D.C. following his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The president did make a short stop in Anchorage, Alaska, though, to meet with troops at Elmendorf Air Force Base.
Right now, at ease, let's have a little fun, right? We'll have a little fun. Listen to you.
The president is expected to land in Washington, D.C. just after 11 o'clock Eastern time tonight. The president left the summit without reaching any further agreement on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Republican Congressman Will Hurd of Texas believes the tensions are slowly beginning to ease between the U.S. and North Korea.
This told Kim Jong-un that despite domestic drama that's happening here in the United States, the president's not going to take a bad deal. And everybody was concerned before this summit the president was going to accept a quick deal rather than a good deal, and I think he proved that was not the case.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Virginia First Lady Pamela Northam is getting slammed for handing out cotton to black students during a tour of the governor's mansion. Northam asked the students to imagine picking the crop as enslaved Africans. The backlash comes as her husband, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, deals with the controversy surrounding a picture of a person in blackface in his medical school yearbook. A new treatment under trial could restore brain cells in Parkinson's disease. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
For the first time, a treatment has reversed some brain damage in people with Parkinson's disease. An experimental brain implant delivers a protein with pinpoint precision into parts of the brain that's damaged by the disease. After 18 months, brain scans of patients using the implant showed about 6 years' worth of damage had been reversed. But there was only a slight improvement in symptoms. Scientists have to figure out how the improvement in brain condition can translate into better quality of life.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina questioned President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, about his claims that the president is racist. And he did so by bringing a black Trump administration official to the hearing. Meadows' decision became a sticking point later in the hearing when a Democratic lawmaker accused him of using a black woman as a prop, to which Meadows replies,
Mr. Chairman, there's nothing more personal to me than my relationship. My nieces and nephews are people of color. Not many people know that. You know that, Mr. Chairman. And to indicate that I asked someone who is a personal friend of the Trump family, who has worked for him, who knows this particular individual, that she's coming in to be a prop, it's racist to suggest that I ask her to come in here for that reason. And Mr. Chairman, you and I have a personal relationship that's not based on color. And to even go down this direction is wrong, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Democrat from Maryland, Elijah Cummings.
First of all, I want to thank the gentleman for what you have stated. Mr. Meadows, you know, and of all the people on this committee, I've said it and got in trouble for it, that you're one of my best friends. I know that shocks a lot of people.
And likewise, Mr. Chairman.
But you are. And I could see and feel your pain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.